Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Timothy Hines Show. Once again, shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in. I am waiting on the arrival of Shane Sparks to come to the show to talk with us, the brilliant choreographer, and, you know, he's a judge on the MTV show America's Best Dance Crew. I am waiting on him to call into the show. While I wait for him to call into the show, of course, I have my wonderful music that I'm going to play. I do not have an entertainment report as today, but unless I have the music up here, I'm going to jump into Miss Joss Stone featuring the one and only Common. And we're going to wait on the arrival of Mr. Sparks.
Yes. We have arrived. Joss Stone.
Shane Sparks, I'm supposed to
Shane,
call you.
Shane, what's going on, man? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Not much, man. Let me give you a round of applause, man. Hold on tight for me, man.
Okay. Go.
Shane, don't laugh at me, man. You don't think you
Let's go, though.
How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Getting ready for the new season. Getting ready for this energy, getting ready for the dance world to change the game again.
Well, before we talk about the show, man, we just don't talk about you as a choreographer for a second, man. What made you want to be a choreographer, man?
One of the things that took me out of the dance world into choreography world is a lot of the things weren't fair to the dancers. I didn't like the fact that some people were out there and audition and would dance their butts off and not get picked because of their race or because of their height or because they didn't know the choreographer. You know what I mean? And that bugged me. So I wanted to be in a position where I could do choreography, be the man that hires so I can hire people for their talent and not based off of what they look like. Because I know TV has a lot to do with what they look like, but if they're talented, that's all that matters at the end of the day. So I wanted to change that, and that's what I've been doing.
Shane, we got a fan out the thing that wants to speak to you already, man. You just came on, man. Let me do this. Will you do mine?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, hold on. 414? Hello, 414? Hello? Shane, forget about them, man. they didn't come through, man.
That's
so,
right.
How long have you actually been a choreographer, man?
Professionally, probably the past 5 years. But I always did choreography and I always danced all my life. But as far as like being respected for it and known for it, the past 5 or 6 years.
I know you got to work with a lot of people. What was that like?
Working with Lindsay Lohan was incredible. She was a very sweet girl. She made me feel, like, very comfortable, and you know what I mean? And at her status, I thought she was going to be kind of crazy, but she actually welcomed me with open arms. She invited me out. We went to clubs, got treated like a king everywhere I went. That was beautiful. This was up with Corbin Blue. Corbin was a hard worker. He did a Push It video. He was, you know, that boy's just a hard worker. That's why he's so successful, and love him for that. The Marions and the Marcus Houstons, when we did the You Got Serves and the videos and the MTV Movie Awards and all that crazy stuff. I like dealing with all of them because I'd say this, if you come in there with respect and they respect your talent, it's always a smooth ride because people know that you come in there to take care of business. You know what I mean? And you're there to take care of their show and make them pop. And that's my job. Mm-hmm.
Did dancing come to you as a natural thing, or you went to school for it, or?
No, it was very natural. To this day, I still look at myself when I do things. I'm like, how did I get to where I'm at without taking any formal training? You know, because street dancers, it's funny because just because we didn't go to school, they think that we don't have training, but we train on the streets every single day. You can't learn the windmill by looking at it. You got to really try. You can't learn how to spin on your head without looking. You can't tick, you can't pop, you can't lock, you can't whack. You can't do none of that stuff without taking some type of, you know, time out to practice or learn it from somebody else and have them show it to you. And on the streets, that's all we did. We'd see a move and we'd perfect it. You know what I mean? And that's basically it. And we work hard. And we'll have 10 different styles of dance in our head. And some people that get taught, not taking anything away from it, because I love the fact that people go to school and they learn to do this thing that I love, but sometimes they only learn one style. So when they go out to do their thing, when they go out to audition, they only have one style under their belt, you know? And I think that everybody should just be, you know, adventurous and try a little bit of jazz, try a little bit of ballet, you know, all the hip-hop styles, you know what I mean? Just so you're versatile, so when you meet these choreographers, you're not just only know how to dance like Shane or like Dave or like Roro, you know how to dance like Brian Freeman, you know how to dance like Marty Kadelka, you know?
Right. How did it come about where you were chosen to be a judge on America's Best Dance Crew?
A lot of people don't understand that. They don't know that America's Best Dance Crew was a international hip-hop show that we held in, like, in Manhattan Beach. And we did it for, like, 6 years, 6 to 7 years before it was ever a TV show. And we had people coming from Africa, New Zealand, Mexico, New York. He was coming from all over the world to compete. And it was the biggest dance show in the world at that time. So we decided, Howard Schwartz decided to pitch it as a TV show. And I think it got picked up by NBC or something like that. And then they dropped the show. And then MTV picked it up. Randy Jackson got involved. And Randy Jackson saw me at one of the competitions before it became a show. He's like, dude, I want to talk to you about something. I was like, what's up? I came in, I auditioned for it. And the rest is history. And, you know, we got Lil Mama on stage. We got JC up there. And you got me up there. And, you know, Mario, Lopez, Layla. You know, we got a powerful cast up there. It's in the hottest show on earth. And we're just trying to do our thing to keep this dance world alive.
Mm-hmm. Now, this season, what's coming up for next season, man?
Well, for America's Best Dance Crew, it's really hard for me to say because we don't get to see any movement, any style, any crews until the first episode. But all I know is if they keep the same formula that they used for this past season, we're going to have an incredible show because it wasn't about just having the best hip-hop crew. It was about having different crews, crews that were special. And if we could keep that strategy going, we'll be beautiful, you know?
Mm-hmm. The list of this past season, I haven't really been watching American Death Band, so I'm sorry, man. I think the last time I was into it was when you had the Jabberwockies, so I'm a little old right now with that. So, I mean,
the second season was not as hot as the first, but it was a really, really, really hot season. You know what I mean? We had Super Crew win the whole show. Super Crew was a breakdance mm-hmm. crew that came out and just showed us something totally different than we got from the first season. This mm-hmm. third season, with Quest winning, we had Quest, we had the Beat Freaks, we had the Ringmasters, we had Clogging Crews, we had Steppin' Crew. Like, we had some hotness on the show, and that's what made this last show, to me, better than both shows put together, because nobody got up there and looked like Jabberwockies. Nobody got up there and looked like Status Quo. They got up there and looked like their crews, you know what I mean? And we had mm-hmm. the Fanny Packs up there. Fanny Pack was a hot crew for season two, but you would think that everybody would try to be like Fanny Pack, for the third season. Nobody came on there like Fanny Pack. They came on there original, and that's what we want. Even though I like Fanny Pack, I was glad that they went out there and grabbed crews that was totally different, so we have something totally new to look at, and America has something new to learn. You know what I mean? This past season was the best season ever. We had magic shows. We had we had so many different things going on this season, and we had crews. We had a breaking crew called Beat Freaks. They was poppers. They locked. They was break dancers. They were sexy. They went through every style, and they were flawless with every style. We had Quest, who went through almost every style, and the boys were so creative on the last episode that they actually didn't. It was no contest at the end of the day. I love Beat Freaks, but Quest came through and represented. You know what I mean? So this last episode was by far the best, and if we could get anything close to this last episode, this last season, this new season, it's going to be a wrap. And I think we will get that because people know what to expect now.
Right. How do you feel about the success of the show?
I think it's beautiful, and I think it's about time, you know. I think we could have did this show 10 years ago, 10 years from now, or right now, and it would have been a success. It doesn't even matter because this thing called dance is not something that only African-Americans do, only Caucasians do. No, you got Hispanics, you got Asians, you got people from all over the world, from Australia, New Zealand, they all over the world killing this thing called dance. And it's about that time for people to know it and see it. And it's about that time for people who do it to get respect for it and get to show what they do. And you know what I mean? And do what they love to do. And hopefully, like I said, on one of those episodes this past season, we can make money off of doing what we love to do, to take care of our family, take care of ourselves. And you know what I mean? And be able to make a living off of being a dancer, being a choreographer, just like an actor would, just like an athlete would. You know, that's
right.
My goal in
right.
This whole dance world.
Right. Shami, before I jump to the next question, let me see if I can get this call through. 414. Hello?
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now. How you doing, ma'am?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I got
How you doing?
Up. Hello? I'm
How
good.
You doing, ma'am?
Thank you. I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly. How you doing?
Oh,
ma'am?
I'm good. I'm listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a question for Shane.
Go ahead, ask.
Will we see you ever again on So You Think You Can Dance?
Baby, there's a big press going out this week about me being on the show 100% for this next season.
Yay.
And I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm actually doing, I don't even know if I can even say this, but all I can say is I'm back and just be ready for a hot first episode, you know what I mean,
okay.
Of choreography.
Okay.
I'm coming in there to smash. So appreciate you looking out for me, though.
One quick question. They're never going to put you back on the panel again because some of us, me and my girl Katari from San Diego area, we're wondering, like, are they ever going to have a black person on the panel?
Well, they got Lil C up there, though.
Oh, they do?
Yeah,
but he'll only be
do.
On there, like, as a special guest, though.
Yeah,
he don't
I'll tell you,
do
I'll
it
tell you.
For real, you know?
You know what?
Tired,
I would
well,
love it.
I don't want to say nothing.
No,
oh,
no, no,
ahead.
I feel you. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I won't be on there judging because I'm
okay.
A judge for America's Best Dance Crew. But hopefully Little C can hold that down, and hopefully he can get a permanent spot. Because I feel you. You know what I mean? We need all that. We need that extra experience from a street point of view up there all the time, regardless if it's jazz,
right.
Hip-hop, you know, ballet, whatever. You still need that other side of it. And hopefully he can get on there and, you know, and be permanent. I would love that, you know?
Okay.
But, yeah, thank you. Are you ready for the new season?
Oh, yes, I'm watching it tonight. I am so hyped up, it's crazy.
That's what's
and
up, baby.
Even
That's
my
what's
father
up.
Is asking me, when is the show going to start? I'm tired of this American Idol. Sorry anybody out there that love American Idol. So, yeah,
silly.
I even got my family on it. So, yeah, we're
That's
on it up. Big time.
I appreciate that, and hopefully you can come out
okay.
to an episode and watch. You know what I mean? If you do, say what's up, Shane.
Okay, I will. This is Adrena from Milwaukee. Thank you.
All right,
no
thanks
problem.
For calling
Thank
in, ma'am.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Shane, man, got many supporters out there, man. Such a legendary career, man. You know, so seems like it, man. My next question comes to will I see you on, man, on Dancing with the Stars, man? What are you gonna do that, man, or?
We tried to get me on that show, but I think we tried too late. I want to do something on there, but it's just like that show is so big that it's already packed with people wanting to be on the show to do choreography. You'll never see me on there dancing with anybody, but I would love to do a to choreograph a number for like an opening show or something like that. I would love to do that.
And as a choreographer, who do you look forward to working with? Who would you like to work with? Any artists that you would like to work with in the future?
You know what? I would love to work with Carrie Hilson. Mm-hmm. I would love to work with I never got to work with Chris Brown. I would love to work with Neo. I would like to work with Lady Gaga. You know what I mean? It's a few artists out there. It's funny because the past few months, a lot of new artists have been coming out that's got, you know, a lot of dance in their background. And for a while, there was nobody that could really hang. You know, you'd be like, okay, I want to choreograph for him, but they really can't dance. So it just defeats the purpose. But a lot of people have been coming out representing. So, and I would actually like to work with Beyonce, too. She'd be ripping it. Whoever does, the person behind her choreography and her direction, they genius.
What do you think about Ms. Lorianne Gibson? Was she any influence to you coming up your career as a choreographer?
You know what? Lorianne wasn't, as far as choreography, no, because I didn't really get to know Lorianne until she did the show, and I actually get to work with her every weekend when we go out on tour. But she's so inspirational. When I'm around that girl, she really, really helps me to understand what I represent, why I'm here. And that's why she's so powerful in this industry, and she's going to change the world with the things that she does and the things that she says and what she represents. So I love her for that, and you know what I mean? That's how she inspires me.
Right. I met her this year for the first time at BET when we did up the runway, and the length that she can move, I didn't know she can move like that. She can move.
Yeah,
she can move, man. She's crazy.
People don't know that she has a background in ballet, jazz. Like, she does everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just because you see her on what's that show? That Puffy show, Making a Band?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's
band,
on there tripping out, and she's only working with the guy groups, and she worked with the girl groups. But that girl has a background that will just blow your mind from a technical point of view. You know what I mean? And she's been around since Mary J. Blige. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember. They called her Blue Cat. I remember.
That's what's up.
I go way back with that. You did the choreographer for the movie. What was the movie? The dance movie with Marcus. I'm sorry.
Yeah, You Got Surf.
Yeah, that was brilliant. You know, that dance that was brilliant with that everything. Well, that was a brilliant thing, man. So you know, congrats for that, man. That you know,
a lot of people on the streets were doing that dance, man.
So you know,
man.
I'm not gonna keep you long, man. Any shout outs, man, you wanna get out there? Oh well, before you get your shout outs, man, what's next for you as a choreographer, man? And you know, what can we expect to see from the show, man? You know, what can we expect to see for the coming season?
Yeah. All you can expect to see from So You Think You Could Dance is more theatrical, hip hop, street, gritty, grimy stuff that comes up in my crazy brain. America's Best Dance Crew, hopefully we get a whole bunch of unique crews on there from all over the world, on there entertaining the world, changing the game. And I actually just did Dream Girls in Korea, and we're actually doing it in New York this year. So I'll be out there for a few months getting that ready for the Apollo. You know what I mean? So I'm doing a variety of things. And I'm just really excited about this dance world, and I'm pitching my own shows, you know, as a director, producer. So you can look for a lot of stuff coming out from me, and I'm just hyped. And I want to tell everybody, if you haven't seen Dance Flick, you need to go see it because it was off the hook. We went to the premiere last night, and there's some funny stuff going on in that movie, and they clown You Got Served, and it's a trip, man. It's a trip.
Yeah, man. Any last words of shout-outs, Shane?
Basically, no, I really don't have any shout-outs. I just want to tell everybody in the dance world, just keep doing what they do and just, you know, follow your dream and know who you are in this business. Never sell out. And just stay positive, and just know that there's always somebody watching you that's going to be inspired by you. So strive to be the best, and let's do this together, man, so we can sit up and be happy. And not that money is the main thing, but I want us to be rich as dancers, as people, you know what I mean, so we can keep inspiring for the next 10 to 20 years.
Right. Shane, I got two things for you, man. Right now I'm doing my little promo tour, but when I get ready to do worldwide, man, I'm going to give you that phone call, man, so we can get my dance steps together, man, because you know, I'm a little old with dances, man, you know. So I'm going to get my dance step together, and I'm going to give you that phone call, man. And another favor, man, come back on the show, man. Let this be your last visit, man. Come back anytime you see fit, man. Let this be your last visit, man. And first of all,
hey,
we enjoy having you on the show, man.
Appreciate it. It was my pleasure, my man. I'll definitely be back.
All right, man. You take care, man, and keep on dancing, man.
Yes, sir. To the dance world, keep it alive, my man. Keep it alive, all right?
All right, man. You be good, man.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Shout out to Shane Spark, brilliant choreographer from America's Best Dance Crew, and So You Think You Can Dance, brilliant choreographer. Make sure you guys watch him, I believe. America's Best Dance Crew, I think the next season is coming up pretty soon. I think it's NBC that So You Think You Can Dance come on Fox. I'm not for sure. Check your local listings for that. But America's Best Dance Crew comes on MTV, so be on the lookout for that next season. Shout out to Lil Mama and also Lance from the other judges on there. Shout out to Lori Ann Gibson, of course. I have some few songs I'm going to jump into, and I'll be right back. Here's some Jennifer Hudson.
Worldwide!
You are listening to me.
I'm calling your phone up just to tell him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, yeah, for me. So I truly believe I'll send me an angel from above.
Smiling, it's 'cause they're thinking of someone they're loving. Keep on believing, we are meant to be, and nothing's stopping you and me from going to heaven. Sweetest love, I got the sweetest love. There ain't nothing sweeter.
Shout out to Jennifer Hudson and the one and only Robin Thicke. They are on tour now. Make sure you guys go check them out. I'm going to leave you with, so first of all, shout out to Shane Sparks for coming on the show. Shout out to Carla who called in. Shout out to everybody for listening to 2020 and live. I'm going to leave you with Neo entitled When You're Mad. I'll be back on tomorrow, 10 a.m., my early shows with Nyla Jolie, a wonderful YouTube. She's a toddler. I think she's 3 years old. Little girl can sing her behind off. She's a toddler. YouTube sensation Nyla Jolie on the show tomorrow. Please feel free to tune in. Those who are Ramona folks, I'll be on up with you guys. One, here's Neo.
The plan.